South Africans are embarking on the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence campaign at a time when violence perpetrated against women and children is escalating. Amnesty International says authorities must show that they take women and girls' rights to safety, dignity and life seriously and stop paying lip service to this. We speak with Amnesty International South Africa's Executive Director, Shanila Mohammed. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum salam and thank you for having me.
So Shanila, the question then is that what more can be done to protect our women and children from the violence they experience on a daily basis?
Well, I think the first thing is that we have to ensure that there's a proper deterrent system in place so that, you know, if somebody violates the rights of anyone, murders, rapes or kills a woman or a child or anyone in the country, that we know that, you know, the law will take its course, that people will be arrested, due process will be followed, and that justice will be served. Unfortunately, we don't see that happening in South Africa. What we see actually is a breakdown of a system that is really not working for its people. So what do I mean by that? I mean that, you know, when women are killed or raped or a child is kidnapped or murdered or a man is murdered, what we find is that most of those cases will not see the inside of a courtroom. Most of the perpetrators will not be brought to justice. And actually, the victims and their families will never, ever, ever see justice. And I think that is the most frightening thing about South Africa, that, you know, we keep on seeing the statistics go up, but we're not seeing the justice system play its part as it should be.
Yes, that is the reality. So then the question is, that is this just going to be another campaign where we highlight what we already know, that women and children are being persecuted, or do we need to hear more active and workable plan from the side of department and how it plans to deal with the scourge?
Well, I think, you know, as Amnesty International, what we encourage is for people to really, take the power back in their hands. And what do I mean by that? You know what the government has promised. Know when they have not delivered. Know that you can hold them to account. These are people who are there to serve us, not the other way around. And, you know, when it comes to 16 days of activism and other campaigns like these, I mean, all these are campaigns, very important campaigns, that remind people of how bad the situation is when it comes to violence against women and gender-based violence and femicide. But, you know, the campaign in itself is not going to solve the problems. What's going to solve the problem is people holding their government departments and officials accountable. So, you know, when we see cases where a woman has been murdered and nobody has been arrested, like, you know, for example, the Krugersdorp case, a whole lot of foreign migrants were arrested, and then it was found that none of them were actually found to be responsible for what had happened. Until today, we have not seen anybody being arrested or being brought to justice. But, you know, it seems to have just gone away, and because, you know, it's been replaced by other cases. But, you know, as citizens or as people who live in this country, we have to fight for the rights of the women and children in this country. And I think, you know, that is the first step, is to hold our government officials to account and not accept when people like Bekisele say at every crime statistic, meeting that, oh, the government is concerned or we are deeply concerned. Well, you know, the question is, what are you doing about it and who's holding you to account? And I think that is the problem we have. There's no accountability and, you know, there's a lot of lip service, there's a lot of PR, but very little accountability and, to be honest, very little action.
Yes, that is really the situation. So perhaps, you know, just for the sake of us getting the picture, could you remind us of what the stats are like in terms of the numbers of women and children who fall victim to abuse, sexual abuse, violence and death?
Well, you know that a couple of days ago, the South African Police Service released their stats and showed that between July and September this year, we had 13,283 sexual offences that were reported, including 10,590 reports of rape. So that's June, July, August and September. In 4 months, we had over 10,000 rapes. that were reported. We had 1,895 reports of sexual violence. We had 536 attempted sexual violence and 262 contact sexual violence. So, I mean, you know, there was a massive increase compared to this time next year. And, you know, literally every single time that they give out statistics, there's an increase. And the question we have to ask them is, when are we going to see these numbers coming down? When are we going to see people, you know, being brought to account? When are we going to see justice? And, you know, Becky Taylor, even this time, you know, talked about how, you know, they're extremely worried and it's a huge concern. But actually, who is responsible for keeping the streets safe for our people? It's the government and the police. They are the ones who are responsible. And so, you know, they shouldn't be worrying or concerned. They should really be doing something about it.
Yes, that is it. That is where the buck really stops. We certainly hope that the tangible plan is able to implement it and can bring tangible change. Shukran for joining us this afternoon. We always appreciate your time.
Thank you. Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Shanila Mohammed joining us, speaking about the situation in terms of gender-based violence. The 16 days of activism has just started.